Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. Happy Monday to you. Reaction Monday. Big day in this nation's history, DJ, because the Chiefs are going back to the AFC Championship for the seventh straight time. And a few other things happening. Martin Luther King Day out there. For those not working today, it is a federal holiday. We're glad you're here with us. It's an inauguration day, and it's a Reaction Monday because we had a massive sports weekend that we need to take you back through. TJ Cleland's in for Tommy. I'm Jacob Albrecht. We've got you this morning, and we've got you for a couple hours here, and we're excited to have you. Man, what a weekend. The NFL divisional round never disappoints, it doesn't feel like, and it was fantastic again. Four good games over the weekend. We had big college basketball played over the weekend. Well, emotionally big, we'll call it. All kinds of things to get to. We got the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, joining us on the show today. We've got a Royals insider, Jalen Thompson, joining us on the program today as well. Continue to get primed up and follow some of the minor moves the Royals are making. So we'll check in there. And then, of course, a lot of other things, probably mostly football, a national championship game tonight. And we're happy to be here with you. Our thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up each and every morning here on KFH. TJ, late night for you with your TV duties and an early morning. How are you this morning,
Jay? Yeah, we're doing good. It was a late night last night. Had the sports Sunday going. Got home at about 11 o'clock after watching a day full of football. Sorry, we got a bad delay going on here, it sounds like. We'll get this figured out, but got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we will. We will work. We're, you know, bear with us through that. We've got it's a holiday here at KFH as well, so we've got a little skeleton crew rolling through. But it's going to be a good morning. So what do we have here? We've got the Chiefs back in the AFC Championship game. The Chiefs, the closest we've seen since the Dallas Cowboys in the mid '90s to a three-peat. The Cowboys lost that NFC Championship game. Devastating for a kid like me in the state of Texas to deal with. And then, of course, they won the third out of four. We've seen three out of four from the Patriots. We have not seen three in a row. And we haven't been this close to three in a row in a very, very long time. The Cowboys got it again to the championship game. The Patriots got one to the divisional round. Both of them fell. And now the Chiefs take aim at trying to do what no team's ever done. We'll see if they can do it. They've got the Buffalo Bills, who survived it. How about this for a wild and crazy stat? All four teams in the four games this weekend, all four teams that led the games in total yards lost. All of them also lost the turnover battle, which was critical in those losses, TJ. But a wild weekend, protecting the ball on full display. And these are the four teams we have. We have the Texans and the Chiefs. We have the Commanders and the Eagles in a pretty good-looking conference championship weekend incoming.
Yeah, everything starts to turn to who you're going to see in the Super Bowl, and looking at the matchups that you could get there, you know, you start to match up and pair who you could get against each other. And everything's going to be a fun storyline, I think. If you get the Chiefs in there, you get the three-peat. If you get the Chiefs-Eagles, you get a rematch. If you get the Commanders in there, just that by itself is unreal. It'd be an awesome story. I would love Chiefs-Commanders, but a tall task to beat those Eagles. So you talked about that stat, and even just watching that Chiefs game, just bringing it down to one game, you think about that third quarter, the Texans held the ball for over 10 minutes on one single drive, and the Chiefs still somehow found a way. I think they scored within about 3 minutes after the 10-minute drive. So just when it gets to this point, just playing your brand of football and not making mistakes is what the Chiefs do so well, and it's carried them through all these wins so far.
Yeah, I mean, the Texans didn't just outgain the Chiefs. The Texans outgained the Chiefs by a lot.
Yeah.
But it's because they had the ball a lot, right? The Chiefs were very efficient. Travis Kelce, as predicted here, is off to a massive start in the postseason. I think that continues. And if it doesn't, it means teams hone in on him, and then the receivers are going to be. The Chiefs have never been this healthy this year, and it showed in that game. Some mistakes by Houston. Let's be fair, some bad calls on roughing the passers didn't make it any easier on the Texans. There's always bad calls. I hate that, because we saw some in the game. We saw some basically in every game this weekend. They missed a roughing on Jared Goff that was pretty impactful in the Commanders game. We've got to get to the point as quickly as they have what they call replay assist now. Like, it would be real quick, because the broadcasts have it instantly. With every one of them has a, you know, basically a ref in the booth who can say good call, bad call. Just have that, so we don't have to do this every. I hate that, and it's been, God, how many times this year just on face mask penalties have we seen terrible calls that just that help decide outcomes of games? Now, call individually never decides the outcome of a game, but it sure contributes, and that's tough, and that's a tough, you know, pill to swallow for a lot of teams when the calls don't go your way and they don't go everybody's way. And of course, that gets magnified for the Chiefs because they've won all these games and everybody likes to make their jokes. It's not why the Texans lost. Texans lost because they turned the ball over and they had a couple of really, I think, poor coaching decisions in the game. But the Chiefs did what they needed to do in their defense. And we're going to get a whole lot into this as we make our way through. Just a quick bird's eye view. The Chiefs defense, TJ, was absolutely disruptive late in that game. And if that continues, if that can continue, they're going to be a problem for everybody here in the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just to bring back to your point you were making, Tommy texted me after the Mahomes slide roughing the passer call and said, have fun talking to Jacob on Monday morning. That's going to be the first thing that he brings up probably. So it was the
Who
second
said that?
Thing. Tommy did. Tommy texted me as soon as it happened.
Yeah.
So I was prepared for it. But I agree with you. It's such a finite line, though, with roughing the passer. I agree with, you know, the face mask calls, because if it's a face mask, it's a face mask. You know, it's
a face mask is a face mask.
Very definitive definition of that. The thing with roughing the passer, though, is that he led with the crown of the helmet, but he didn't hit him in the head. So he was on his way down, but he wasn't down. So that's the only thing that makes those calls so hard. It makes a call hard on the field. And even a guy in the booth, I think that some of them are going to be obvious. Some of them are going to be like, oh, that's, you know, it's going to be a 50-50 ball. And then it's just your definition versus mine. So,
right. If the booth guy, and look, this is just we're going bird's eye on the whole weekend. These calls had a lot, you know, my point on all of it is it sucks that we even have to talk about it. You should just be able to just look at it. That Goff play was bad. That's a bad miss. The phantom face masks have been the ones, I think, this season, but it's all a part of it. And you've got to be able to withstand that stuff. And that's, quite frankly, why the Chiefs are so equipped to do this. Like, those little things within a game, of the teams remaining, you want to talk about the team that's most poised to not let anything like that affect them. It's the team that's been there so often. And I just, like, if Kelce finds this left in the tank, if the pass rush can be that disruptive in the postseason, they're going to be really hard to beat unless they turn the ball over. And they haven't done that in a really, really long time. Yeah. Like, that hasn't been something this team's done since the very early parts of this season. They're dangerous, man. Like, they're as dangerous as they've ever looked in any postseason in this run, because they're finally healthy. Like, how many teams get to this point of the season and can say, yep, we're the healthiest we've been all year? Like, that doesn't happen. But that's what's happened for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I had a stat last night on Sports Sunday. I was just previewing the Bills-Chiefs game and saying, thinking back to when they played last, it was when Mahomes was throwing a lot of interceptions. He threw two in that game. Hasn't thrown a single one since they played the Bills last.
Wild stuff. We're going to get to all the football. We're going to get to college basketball next when we return. Some big games there as well. Don't go anywhere. It's Albrock. It's Cleveland. It's a Monday. Big reaction Monday. We're coming right back.
Seven five and 1240 KFH.